On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. Governor Evers announced the 9 members of his nonpartisan redistricting commission last week. He's calling it the People's Maps Commission. Their work is to draw nonpartisan maps for the legislature to consider next year after the 2020 census data is published. The commission has representation from our state's 8 congressional districts. It will hold at least 8 listening sessions starting on October 1st. What do you want to know about efforts to reform the map drawing process? Will the commission have any effect on how maps are drawn? It's 800-642-1234. Matt Rothschild is executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me back on. Really appreciate it.
So this commission has no power. Does Wisconsin need this People's Maps Commission for redistricting?
Oh, I think it's a really good idea. I applaud the governor for taking the initiative on the People's Maps Commission. I'm grateful to the judges who are appointed to pick the members of the commission, which were announced last week. And it's great that they're having these public hearings all across the state because people should be able to weigh in, the citizens of Wisconsin, on what they think the best way to do redistricting. Are we going to still allow whichever political party is in power, if there's one party in power, to rig the maps for themselves to keep themselves in power for 10 more years just by moving a line here or moving a line there on a map?
So
that's crazy whether Democrats are doing it or Republicans are doing it.
So, Matt, you know, what do you expect that these listening sessions will have on the whole map drawing process?
Well, it doesn't have the power, the People's Maps Commission doesn't have the power to draw a map that the legislature then would have to vote on. This is basically an advisory commission, but it's a good thing to get input from all around the state. It's excellent to allow citizens to be able to speak, but it isn't the solution. I mean, the solution is going to have to come through the legislature with a bill that says Wisconsin wants to get rid of gerrymandering once and for all, and we want to have independent, nonpartisan redistricting. The People's Maps Commission can't do that, but they can illustrate what a fair map might look like after the census data comes through, like you were saying. So you will draw a map that will illustrate, you know, here is our version of what a fair map looks like compared to the version that if the Republicans maintain control of the state assembly and the state senate, which seems likely, they're going to draw. And remember last time in 2011, they hired a political scientist from Oklahoma, of all places, to come to Madison with his computer and draw up 9 different incarnations of maps that would show, just by moving a line here and there and keeping the number of votes constant, the Republicans would gain more seats in the assembly.
So do you think that this commission will bring more transparency to the map drawing process, more awareness? What do you see? How will it be different, do you think, this time?
Well, it'll bring more awareness to the issue in general. It'll be a great illustration of a fair map on one side that the People's Maps Commission draws, or a fairer map anyway, because they'll tell us how they're drawing it, and they'll show us what data they used and how they drew the lines and what criteria they used. That'll be there for everybody to see on the one hand, and on the other hand, you'll have this map that the majority party is likely to draw in a biased way in their own favor, and so you'll be able to say, here's one map, and here's the other map, and which one do you think looks fair? So it'll be an illustrative exercise. It's not a compulsory thing. It's not going to lead to a legislation or the passage of the People's Maps Commission map that they draw. That's why it's not going to solve the whole problem, but it's part of the process for solving the problem.
Explain the 9 members who have been appointed to this commission, their backgrounds, and how they can serve on this commission.
Well, it's a diverse group. I applaud the judges for selecting this diverse group. Reuben Anthony, here in the greater Madison area, CEO of the Urban League. A lot of people know him. And then there are other folks like Jason Bissonette of Hayward, who represents the 7th Congressional District. He's dean of students of a Lakota Ray tribal school up there. There's Anthony Phillips of Appleton, who's a physician. There's Melissa Prentice of Sheboygan, who's a librarian. There's Susan Raff of Wauwatosa, who's the vice president of over at Manpower Group. So there's a teacher, Benjamin Rangel in Milwaukee, and Christopher Ford in Whitefish Bay. He's a doc also. And then there's a woman, Anne Marie McClellan, who's with the League of Women Voters. So that's and Elizabeth Tobias, who's on the Board of Education at Liberty City School District.
So,
people from all over the state.
Yeah, and so these members of this commission don't have political ties, so to speak. They're not directly involved in lobbying or in policy making.
Correct. The executive order that Governor Evers issued creating the People's Maps Commission prohibited anyone who is an elected official or a lobbyist from being a member.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Matt Rothschild, who's executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We're discussing efforts of a redistricting commission appointed by the governor to draw voting district maps and the work that they will have in the coming months. You can join in with your insights. What do you think of a commission like this? Do you think that these efforts will reform the map drawing process? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Matt, as you were saying, in Wisconsin, our legislature is charged with crafting voting district maps. Do you feel that the legislature will receive these maps and be open to them and how they've been crafted?
Well, it depends on who you're talking about in the legislature. If you're talking about Speaker Robin Voss, it seems greatly doubtful that he's going to receive these in a favorable way because he's been against the People's Maps Commission, and he wants to draw the maps that, in a way that will help Republicans maintain their control or get to that veto-proof majority that he's fantasizing about. So it's unlikely that the maps drawn by the People's Maps Commission will become law. There are bills, though. There have been bills in sessions, last session and other sessions, that would give us fair maps in Wisconsin, that would get rid of gerrymandering. And the happy news to report is that this is getting more and more bipartisan support, even in the legislature as currently constituted. Usually, when those bills come up, there's only one Republican who supports them, Todd Novak out of Dodgeville. But this time around, in the last session, there were five Republican legislators in the Assembly who supported the bill for nonpartisan independent redistricting. Travis Trano, Lauren Oldenburg, Joel Kitchens, and Jeff Marshall also signed on as co-sponsors. That's four more than ever before, and that's progress.
We're talking here, having a little bit of difficulty understanding you, Matt, and with your connection, we're going to try to reconnect here over the break as we talk with Matt Rothschild, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And we're looking at the efforts of a redistricting commission appointed by the governor to draw voting district maps. Let's bring in Laurel now in Sturgeon Bay. Hi, Laurel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Oh, I am calling just I'm listening to this conversation and really excited about this effort about the new commission. I, 2 years ago now, I guess, was able to co-chair an advisory commission in Sturgeon Bay on a issue that had on our West Waterfront plan, and it was an issue that had been contentious and was kind of at an impasse. And I think even though advisory commissions are just that, advisory, it changes the energy and dynamic and just gets a lot of good people talking to each other, and they're talking to the people they know. So I really applaud this effort, and it'll be interesting to watch the results of it. And I think a lot of people will be watching. I think it's a great idea.
Laurel, how long did your commission meet? And can you offer some tips on how a commission works?
We met over the course of probably about a year and a half. And what really was good for us is that we started out by just outlining what our goals were. So we were really clear on what we wanted to accomplish. And we set up kind of a timeline. And one of the key things we did was we we had somebody facilitate at one of the first meetings where we talked about what is important. How do we communicate with each other, especially in this political time where people get so defensive so quickly? We kind of set some ground rules for how, and we did that as a group. Like, what, you know, what kind of group do you like to be part of? What, and it seemed kind of elementary because it was sort of kindergarten as you could think, but it really did. Somebody from our community foundation played that role, and it really sort of set the tone for the rest of our meetings.
That's really interesting, Laurel. Thank you so much for calling in with that. Matt, Laurel was co-chair of an advisory commission on water issues in the Sturgeon Bay area, and you know, said that commissions do some really good work.
Oh, no doubt. I'm very much in favor of Governor Eve versus People's Maps Commission. I think it will shed a lot of light on this issue. This is an issue that has, you know, gained popularity in people's minds just gradually over the last 5 years. It used to be that folks in political circles and math thought, well, redistricting, gerrymandering, people aren't going to grab onto that. But people are grabbing onto it as never before, and I think the People's Maps Commission will help. But one illustration of how people have grabbed onto it, 55 counties have either passed county board resolutions or referendums saying by overwhelming margins that the people in their counties want to see nonpartisan, independent redistricting and get rid of gerrymandering.
Well, let's pause. Let's,
counties in Wisconsin.
Let's pause there with Matt Rothschild, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, as we look at drawing up Wisconsin political boundaries after the 2020 census. With your insights on redrawing political maps and the process to do so, how do you do it effectively, fairly, and with transparency? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more State Cap here on the Ideas Network. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation with Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Dozens of counties have passed resolutions in support of nonpartisan redistricting. Governor Evers has named the 9 voting members of his People's Maps Commission tasked with redrawing political district boundaries based on the forthcoming 2020 census data. And Matt Rothschild discussed gerrymandering. That can tilt the playing field in favor of the politicians or the party that is in power. Let's take a call now. John is joining us from Madison. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I had a quick question. Are there any success stories of other states that have successfully reduced their gerrymandering or have gone with entirely nonpartisan maps? And how do they do it?
John, thanks. Matt, what can we learn from other states, especially Iowa?
Well, that's a great question from John. And you're right, Kate. Iowa supplies the solution. I mean, they solved this problem 40 years ago when they adopted and passed a law banning gerrymandering and adopted a procedure that guarantees independent, nonpartisan redistricting. So rather than the political party in power drawing the maps, they have career civil servants drawing the maps with specific criteria that forbids them from using political demographic data, like how did people in this district or how did the people in the Isthmus of Madison vote, etc. They can't use that information when they're drawing the maps, and the maps have to be, you know, normal shaped. They can't be squiggly, salamander-shaped districts or anything like that. And it's worked great in Iowa for 40 years. It could work great in Wisconsin.
Are there any other states that are making progress that you see in this area besides Iowa?
Yeah, lots of other states are moving away from letting the political party in power draw the maps. Even Utah and Missouri have done that over the last couple of years. So this is a big movement across the country to get away from the rigging of the maps by the political party in power.
John, thanks. Let's bring in Carlene now in Oregon. Hi, Carlene.
Hi there, and hi, Matt. I am so grateful that you all are highlighting this, and I just wanted to add something to Matt's comments. The Fair Maps Coalition is doing some things to help make it possible for regular folks to participate in these hearings. We are conducting virtual panels of local people to talk about how rigged maps affect them and their regions, and also trainings for folks who want to testify. It can be really intimidating to do that and to get your comments into 3 minutes. So we're doing both of those things prior to each of the hearings in the different congressional districts. So the one that is in the 8th congressional district, the panel for that will be on will be next Monday evening, and the training for testifying will be a week from Thursday on the 24th. So on the 21st in the evening is the panel, and on the 24th in the late afternoon is the training. If folks are interested, they can go to fairmapswi.com and find that information.
Can you, Carlene, explain what the Fair Maps Coalition is?
Yeah, I can. So the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is one of the members of the coalition, along with the League of Women Voters and Common Cause, Fair Elections Project, and a long list of others, ACLU, 9to5, on and on. And this is a group of nonprofit organizations and some grassroots organizations that are really concerned about the way our maps are drawn in Wisconsin and are working at the grassroots and nonprofit level to impact what happens. So I actually am the organizer for the grassroots efforts. We have, I think we're up to 17 grassroots teams around the state that are doing work on this. They're the biggest catalyst behind getting referendums. We have 11 of those on the ballot coming up in November. And those grassroots folks are the people who did the work to get them on the ballot and are doing the work to educate voters about what that means, as well as making sure that folks know where legislators stand. So if people are interested, fairmapswi.com, there's a lot of information there, including links to the Democracy Campaign and others where there's even more information. So just wanted to put that plug in. Thank you so much for having Matt.
And Carlene, thank you for the call. Matt, what do you make of the grassroots efforts in this decade around redistricting?
Well, the grassroots effort in Wisconsin has been one of the most exciting grassroots movements that I've seen in our state. It's just exploded over the last 5 years. It's grassroots activists in every county that have managed to pass in 55 counties resolutions or referendums to ban gerrymandering in Wisconsin. Those are advisory, non-binding referendums, but they give you a sense of how overwhelming the public support is. And then these activists at the grassroots level, as Carlene was saying, they've gotten a referendum on the ballot on November 3rd in 11 counties. I'm just going to read the counties off for anyone listening. In these counties, Adams County, Bayfield County, Brown, Crawford, Door, Dunn, Iowa, Jefferson, Kenosha, Rusk, and Oshawa County, that's, anyone in those counties will have a referendum on their ballot on November 3rd. To ask them whether they want to see independent, nonpartisan redistricting in Wisconsin.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Matt Rothschild, who's with us on a cell phone, by the way. It's been difficult to hear. We know he is executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We're looking at the formation of the governor's new People's Maps Commission. It's charged with redrawing political map boundaries, taking your insights on this as well at 800-642-1234. Matt, there was a court battle over how the districts were drawn, and that made its way to the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court, of course, in a split decision, threw out that. Will maps come down to a court battle again in your mind?
Well, Kate, it's likely that the Assembly and the Senate will remain in Republican hands, and then Governor Evers would veto any map that they draw, and then it'll go to the courts again. And that's another reason we need independent, nonpartisan redistricting, because these court cases are costing us, the taxpayers of Wisconsin, millions of dollars every 10 years when these maps are being redrawn and there's a difference between the parties. So it's just one of the many reasons why we need to get rid of gerrymandering in Wisconsin.
So as you look ahead to the census data coming out, how will that impact the work of this commission?
Well, they're going to get the census data, and then they'll just try to draw maps that are fairer than the maps that were drawn in 2011. And they'll see where people have moved, and each district needs to have roughly the same number of people in it. And they'll draw maps that are normal-looking, not crazy-looking, like salamanders. And I think they'll be able to illustrate what a fairer map for Wisconsin looks like.
Will they do this with any tools? I mean, they don't come from a background in map drawing.
Correct. So they'll be gathering tools. They'll be also gathering testimony from people who are testifying at these hearings, which are going to be held all across the state. And they will try to figure out, and they can ask, they can consult with experts who have those tools and figure out how to draw maps that are fair maps for Wisconsin.
In the last few seconds we have with you, what are you watching for?
Well, I'm looking forward to the hearings that the People's Maps Commission is going to be holding over the next 6 months. I'm also looking forward to seeing how those referendums in the 11 counties work out on November 3rd. And I'm very grateful for all the activists who are doing the work down at the grassroots level.
Matt, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Matt Rothschild is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Just ahead, we talk about the financial toll that COVID-19 has had on rural hospitals. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.